The North Dakota Senate Finance and Taxation Committee is considering a bill to make it clear how monies from state oil taxes collected on the Fort Berthold Reservation are to be allocated. State Land Commissioner Jody Smith has said some of the money to be allocated to the Common Schools Trust Fund and the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund were not. The state treasurer's office said that's because the wording concerning how taxes from tribal lands are to be allocated was ambiguous, though Smith maintains the matter is really clearly spelled out in the state constitution. Mandan Republican Senator Dwight Cook chairs the committee and also authored the bill on that subject.
I'm not sure whether it should have been going in there or not. There's some ambiguous language out there. We just got to set to straighten it out.
A hearing was held Wednesday on that delayed bill. Smith testified before the committee that the land board supports it, but wants to add amendments so that the money she said was shortchanged, that is $63 million to the Common Schools Trust Fund and $12 million for the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, would be repaid.
The effects of not repaying the Common Schools Trust Fund will impact education in the state of North Dakota for generations to come.
But Cook says he does not support that.
I don't want to talk about retroactive. I don't believe that you have to go retroactive, but I know it's going to be an issue.
The committee has not yet taken action on the bill. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.